Never Thought to Ask on this Moment of Science. It's time to open the Never Thought to Ask file. This is our file of science questions that, in all likelihood, you never thought to ask, and yet you'll be puzzled trying to think of an answer. Ready, Io?
Ready, Don.
Where did the planets that orbit our sun come from?
I never thought to ask that.
Of course not. Now, here's the answer. Way back before the solar system was formed, it was just a huge cloud of dust and gas floating in space. The natural attraction of gravity caused the dust to start whirling around the central lump. This lump collected more and more matter until it became so large that the force of its own gravity crushing down on its middle caused the center to ignite in a nuclear fire. Our sun was being born. The remaining cloud of dust was now spinning around the sun. But gravity was still in operation inside the dust cloud. Over time, the tiny flecks of cloud began to clump together once more, making marble-sized lumps, then basketball-sized lumps, all the way up to planet-sized lumps. Over a certain size, the biggest lumps had enough gravitational attraction on their own to mop up the remaining dust and gas by adding it to themselves. One of those lumps, still spinning around the sun, is where you are standing now. We call it Earth.
So why did the planets form exactly where they are in relation to the sun instead of somewhere else?
Next time.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.